New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, California, Maryland, Oregon, and Rhode Island signed an agreement in October of 2013 to reduce greenhouse gas and smog-causing emissions by changing the transportation sector within 11 years. The multi-state ZEV action plan, released Thursday, will develop policy standards, infrastructure, and sales of zero-emission vehicles in the 8 participating states. It includes 11 key actions, including increasing the consumer market, providing consistent standards, enhancing incentives, and removing barriers to retail sales of the vehicles. Vermont Agency of Natural Resources Secretary Deb Markowitz says the plan outlines key inter- and intrastate actions to build robust ZEV markets in the states.
It reflects our recognition in the states that it's important to our public policy, it's important to our local economies, and it's important if we're going to meet our greenhouse gas reduction goals. Accelerating the ZEV market is going to enhance energy diversity, it's going to save consumers money, and it's going to promote economic growth in our states.
The plan highlights the removal of barriers to charging and fueling station installations. It also promotes access and compatibility of the plug-in charging network. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Assistant Commissioner Air Resources, Climate Change, and Energy, Jared Snyder, says the states are already coordinating efforts.
This action plan commits all the states to support the rollout of charging infrastructure. In New York, the governor's Charge New York program commits to have a statewide infrastructure of 3,000 public charging stations within 5 years. That build-out is taking place.
This is Rob Klee, the commissioner from Connecticut's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. Connecticut has built out our network of charging stations to where we're at about 90% coverage of the entire state, so you'll be no more than 20 minutes or 20 miles from a charging station. But that has been a key part of our governor's comprehensive energy strategy, is to make the range anxiety not an issue here in Connecticut.
This is Christine Kirby from Massachusetts. We have invested quite a bit of money in charging stations as well. One key component of the action plan is to make sure that we're coordinating on DC fast charging with our neighbor states so that we will have a seamless transition from one state to another.
California Environmental Protection Agency Air Resources Board Chair Mary Nichols says the plan represents a change in the fuel infrastructure, and the action plan outlines measures to overcome challenges.
We're competing with a 100-year-old infrastructure that people are used to when it comes to putting gasoline in a vehicle, and so making the charging experience as easy and simple is the task.
Zero-emission vehicles are plug-in hybrids, battery electric, and hydrogen power fuel cell electric vehicles. As of April, nearly 200,000 had been sold nationwide. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.